Here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. A piece of research commissioned by the Local Government Information Unit has found that there's a distinct lack of trust in the UK government and national media outlets to act in the interests of local people. Only 25% of people trust the government to act in the best interests of communities, while 57% of the respondents believe that local councils have the biggest impact on the quality of life in communities. The level of trust in local leaders to act in the interests of communities has, however, fallen behind other organisations such as the police, local community groups, and local businesses. The Director General of the National Crime Agency has spoken about the importance of technology companies taking action to ensure that members of the public remain safe as they use technology platforms. This week, police chiefs from around Europe came together in London to discuss their concern that developments in end-to-end encryption is undermining their ability to investigate online crime and keep the public safe. Some of the crimes that are becoming tougher to prosecute include child sexual abuse, human trafficking, drug smuggling, murder, and terrorism. And Crown Commercial Service has announced that it's appointed a new chief executive to take over in the summer. With the current chief executive retiring, the organisation has appointed Sam Hewlett as a replacement. Sam's previous experience includes time as the commercial director for buildings within the CCS, before she went on to become the chief commercial officer at the Home Office. Commenting on her appointment, Sam said that she's committed to shaping and leading the organisation by listening, respecting and collaborating and trusting. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.